Welcome to the 2023 CEA Convention. Allow me to introduce the readers. My name is Clay Lubbers. I teach at Byron Center Christian. This is Tammy Boomsma and Stephanie Miedema and Jennifer Ritzma, who teach at Dutton Christian. This past year, Brenda Vanderplug collected stories from you, our members, about the distinct nature of Christian education. Those stories have informed this Reader's Theater. This Reader's Theater will be read by us and other CEA members. We are proud to present It's Distinctive. Let's begin with one of your stories of Christian education.
One of my favorite traditions is our open mic Thanksgiving chapel. Students and teachers share their hearts and their heartaches. They share their joys and trials, all within the context of a Christian community. They give thanks to God for the blessings that come our way through all circumstances. This glorifies God, strengthens our school community, and deepens our faith.
What an incredible tradition.
Our roles in Christian education expose us to stories like this all the time.
In fact, we hear them so often that they begin to sound normal.
Let's pause and acknowledge that these stories of God's faithfulness and of our students' growing faith in Christ are an incredible blessing.
Living in these stories is a distinctive experience, the experience of Christian education.
God works through Christian education. His power and His grace are on display every day in our schools. So much of His work is done through the people seated in this room today. God blesses students and communities through us, and we give the glory all to Him.
You just launched a new school year, and you're striving to build a new community with this year's students in your classroom, and you are pouring yourself out. You may be asking yourself, why am I choosing this career?
Why is Christian education right for me?
Why did God call me to serve in this specific area?
These are valid questions. We need them answered to understand our purpose here. After all, we have all chosen to sacrifice in order to be the hands and feet of Jesus to our students, our families, and our communities. We work for the purpose of serving God by serving our students. We give our time every week to help students. It's a sacrifice of income when we choose to join a Christian school. We pour our energy to educate, mentor, and care for our students.
Why Christian education?
Have you faced that question?
Maybe you faced it from family members who did not grow up around Christian education.
Why Christian education?
Maybe you hear it from your friends who work outside of education.
Why Christian education?
For everyone who has had that question on their mind, we want you to know one thing for sure. We are glad you are here. We are glad you are here because we believe there are many answers to that question. And we know those answers are what make Christian education so special.
God is at work right now throughout this convention, helping us all rekindle an understanding of why we do what we do.
God can answer the question, and in many ways, He is the answer to the question. He is the source of our motivation, the one through whom Christian education becomes such a life-changing practice.
Philippians 2, verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill His good purpose."
At convention, we will remember and learn so much more about how He does that. We will learn about new water cycle experiments, new ways to make history tangible, and new methods of teaching students to praise God through music. It will be clear that regardless of the subject matter, God is infused through it all.
But before we get into the convention and head to all of the sessions and learn about how to provide the gift of Christian education, we want to take some time here at the beginning and address the why of Christian education.
My name is Kathy Sleekers. I serve at Ileana Christian High School along with Luke Fenema and Peter Boonstra, our principal. This is Jody Chernobyl, who just retired from Crown Point Christian School. Reason number one, academics.
Titus 2:7 says, "Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching, show integrity, dignity."
Without question, this group here today models good works. We are experts in our fields and highly skilled educators. We are well-read and highly trained, and we have all learned from brilliant colleagues. We work for Christian schools that value quality education and equip us with resources to provide just that. We continue to learn, even today, new methods of teaching and ways to provide faith formation for our students.
Now, some may say that quality teaching and learning are not exclusive to Christian education. After all, there are many quality schools that do not practice a faith-based approach. How then can we claim that academics are a reason we choose Christian education?
Because we know that God is at work in our academics.
God is the source of excellence and in beauty, qualities that are brought about directly from the education we provide.
When we teach students about his world from the context that everything is made by God, students can form a relationship with the God who made the world they live in and learn about.
Students can grow in their God-given gifts and talents.
Students can learn how to contribute to God's kingdom exactly the way God designed them to.
Take, for example, outdoor education. This innovative learning experience allows students who are specifically designed by God to learn via direct experience with creation to do just that. Students get to learn about tributaries by wading through them and seeing where they lead. The wonders of the dune biome are explored not through a video or a book in a classroom, but by hiking along the shore. When reflecting on the experience, one student said, "You don't only learn about creation and how to protect it, you learn more about yourself." This program is a window into the innovative and unique education happening everywhere in Christian schools.
As well as robotics,
differentiated learning,
block scheduling,
engaging assessments,
science of reading,
gifted and talented programs,
math pentathlon,
partnering with DNR and sister schools and other grades,
project-based learning,
science Olympiad,
author visits,
wax museums.
No matter where you look, Christian schools are providing a level of quality education that leads the way while developing disciples of Christ and leaders for the future. How are Christian schools so academically effective? How are Christian school teachers able to connect with all types of students and all types of learning styles?
The answer is in the way that we teach.
We treat our role as a calling, not merely a trade of time for money.
We see the image of God in each student, each one made with a specific purpose for his kingdom. We treat each student with respect, showing belief in their ability to learn in academically rigorous situations. And through it all, we form relationships with students. We pray with students, and we help them overcome the trials they face by bringing them to the one who has gone through our trials and so much more, Jesus Christ.
This is distinctive Christian education.
This is special. This is God at work. This is why academics are a reason for us to choose Christian education.
My name is Kyle Wehner. I serve at Highland Christian alongside Vicki Heisinga, Julie DeYoung, and Caitlin DeBoer. Reason number two, community.
1 Corinthians 12:24-26 says, "But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it.
This body is present and working in our schools.
God is indeed the head, the one leading us in everything we do as Christian educators. We most often experience him, though, through one another. God is often most tangible via the communities we serve at our schools.
We can all speak from experience. The strength of our communities is distinctive. They are special and unique and spirit-led.
Sometimes community comes in the form of teachers supporting teachers.
Taking someone's recess shift when they are buried in a stack of papers to grade.
Having staff devotions together.
Meeting for breakfast.
Taking the time to listen to a young teacher going through a challenge for the first time.
Walking together after school.
Praying for each other.
Or helping a chemistry teacher sweep up after that same kid somehow broke another beaker.
We know how difficult our jobs can be. Supporting one another forms community that can get us through the challenges that abound when working in education.
Sometimes community comes in the form of our students.
Our students memorize verses and then share them at home with family and friends, spreading the word of God.
Our students hold doors open for one another and then say thank you to each other when they walk through.
Our students ask tough questions and engage in discussions that make us all better people, doing so with love and respect.
Most of all, our students form the energy and identity that make up our schools. They play, perform, cheer, create, worship, grow, and learn under the banner of Christian education.
The community building work our students do helps us realize that we are part of something bigger than ourselves.
Sometimes when a tragedy strikes our communities, teachers, students, administrators, parents, grandparents are called by God to be his hands, his feet, in support of those affected.
Some make food to support a family in need.
Some open their homes to take in those with no place to stay.
Some organize events and fundraisers to respond to the needs placed before them.
And all of us pray. All of those traits of our Christian schools might seem ordinary to us because we often experience them, but our communities are distinctive, held together by the Spirit. These kinds of communities are Christian education at work. God works through our communities to respond with overwhelming love.
God doesn't just create these communities for the worst times alone, though. Community is meant to be shared and enjoyed both within and beyond the school walls.
Sometimes community comes in the form of celebrations.
We are brought together by God to praise his name, and through that praise, he brings joy to each member of the body.
The joy of Christ at chapel on Grandparents' Day.
The joy of Christ at a unified sporting event or at Victory Day.
The joy of Christ at a buzzer beater.
The joy of Christ at high school or kindergarten graduation.
The joy of Christ when a colleague receives the all clear after battling cancer.
The joy of Christ at field day at the end of the school year.
The joy of Christ as the curtain closes on an outstanding fine arts production.
The joy of Christ at eighth grade camp.
That joy of Christ when our communities turn to the world around them with a heart of service.
Stories were shared of first graders who worked together to donate thousands of dollars to a local pregnancy resource center.
Stories were shared of a Christmas party where almost the whole high school chooses us to spend a Thursday night forming relationships with families in low-income housing.
God brings joy through the thrill of making such an impact as a community. God brings joy through new activities and relationships all experienced as a community.
That joy of Christ is exhibited when our communities gather for athletics as well.
Athletics provides a space for our students to build community centered around the understanding that God gives us the physical gifts and the ability to compete. We do not worship the sports we play or demean the opponents we face. Rather, our students learn to work hard, to work together, to respect others, and to enjoy the gift of competition that God gave us.
As student athletes build community by playing sports, the rest of the community gathers to support the various teams.
God designed this to be enjoyable. He designed it to bring praise to Him. In fact, He designed sports to be tools for relationship building that last long after the final whistle.
That joy of Christ is exhibited when our communities gather to praise God through beauty. This is evidenced in the arts that flourish in our Christian schools.
We get to enjoy the musical talents of our students and colleagues in chapels every week. We get to see God work through the students gifted with talents of visual arts, adorning the walls of our schools with the beauty that reflects Him. We get to nurture the beauty found in academic creativity. Students in our schools are free to create projects and topics they are passionate about. God is at work here. We get to take in the beauty of performance, be it through music or theater, all stemming from the talents of our students.
In all these things, the influence of our God is so present.
The music we enjoy as a community is not merely sound, but
worship.
The art we get to enjoy as a community is not merely aesthetic, but
worship.
The performances, the projects, the expressions that our students give from their hearts, none of them are shallow or humanistic. All of them are acts of
worship.
And we get to join in the song.
No matter if we experience celebration or tragedy, we know that God is entirely woven into every part of our community. We choose Christian education to experience the kingdom He builds.
My name is Tara Macias. I serve at Kalamazoo Christian with Matt Everett, Sarah Spitzer, and Aaron Potter. Reason number 3, Christian perspective and worldview.
Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him."
Nowhere is this more necessary than in education.
We get to influence every day the patterns of thought our students use. These patterns shape their choices, and their choices shape their worldviews. Our lesson plans and curriculum are not only things impacting the ones we teach. Rather, the entirety of our students' school experience shapes their understanding of the world and their habits when responding to it. Because of this, we choose intentionally each day to let God shape our schools.
We do this first by engaging in Christian practices as a community. We sing Christian songs. We read from the Bible. We serve in our communities. We worship in our classrooms as an entire school. We tell stories about God, and we pray together.
One second grade teacher remembers telling the story of the Passover to her students. The teacher explains how the Israelites took blood from a sacrificial lamb and painted their doorposts with it so the angel of death would pass over their houses. As the story concludes, the Israelites head out of Egypt. A student excitedly raises her hand. The teacher pauses. "What is it?" the teacher asks. "The blood on the doorposts. It's like the cross." And that prompts a discussion about all the ways the Old Testament points to the death and resurrection of Jesus.
That is distinctive. We are so thankful for the freedom and the space to stop and ponder what God is teaching us.
We practice biblical storytelling because we know how important directly interacting with the Word of God can be.
God works through His Word in our schools. He also works through chapels, through theology classes, through prayer groups, through devotionals, and through any of the Christian practices we fill our days with.
Just as Colossians instructs, we give thanks to God, the Father, through our Christian practices. The verse doesn't stop there, though. No matter how powerful those chapels and stories may be, those practices may fail to bring Christ to students for whatever reason. That's why God calls us to do everything, everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Everything.
That includes parts of school that some would never associate with faith.
In Christian education, we do discipline in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In Christian education, we teach the complexity of modern science in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In Christian education, we deal with issues on the playground in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In Christian education, we serve hot lunch in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In Christian education, we clean the bathrooms in the name of the Lord Jesus and for the sake of his kingdom.
No matter where the students turn, God is revealed. Even more than that, God is at work.
We call this our Christian worldview. Our education is shaped by our belief that our world belongs to God. We believe that the universe was created by God and he made all of it good. We believe that humanity rebelled against God, infecting every part of his creation. This introduced sin punishable by death. We believe that Christ came to earth and gave his life for our sins, redeeming all of creation to him and establishing a way for us to be united with God. We believe that Christ calls us to now go into the world and restore everything to him, something we do in Christian education every day.
No matter what we do, we strive to show our students how to live like Jesus. When we build that environment of faith, the most amazing thing happens. The students begin to follow.
A student sees a $5 bill fall out of another student's pocket, and they pick it up and give it back.
A sixth grade violin beginner struggles with a new piece, and an eighth grade violinist comes to her orchestra class to help.
A young boy who had a habit of bullying begins to learn how to share the zip line.
A high schooler goes to the silent student in the corner of study hall, asks how they're doing, listens, and prays for this peer.
Our Christian worldview becomes more than just a conviction. A few teachers share it. It becomes the culture of our schools.
God is at work through our faithfulness, both in direct Christian practice and in our worldview.
That is why we choose Christian education.
Every square inch of our world belongs to God. Christian education flows from God, and we recognize his sovereignty over all of it. God uses teachers to provide excellent academics, faith-based community, and to demonstrate Christian practices and worldview.
At the same time, teachers are themselves the recipients of blessings that come from excellent academics, faith-based community, and Christian practices and worldview.
So yes, teachers are both the reason and the recipient. It's circular.
Without a doubt, this is distinctive. As Christian school teachers, you are part of a distinctive education called Christian education. Will you please say what is on the slide out loud together?
The benefits of Christian education start and end with us, the teachers. And yet, as Christian educators, we direct all of the glory to God, for we know our teaching is a blessing made possible by him.
The excellent academics available at Christian schools are only possible because of the gift of expertise that we have received. We hold degrees of many levels in numerous challenging subjects. Our persistent efforts to connect with students raise the quality of the education they receive.
The faith-based communities surrounding our schools are life-giving and happen when God leads us to give of ourselves. Many of us don't just teach. We coach teams, lead clubs, direct productions, attend events, and connect with parents. As teachers, we are active agents of both instruction and community formation.
Christian practices and worldview are practiced and demonstrated through our leadership. And a culture shaped by a Christian worldview is only possible as we model it.
Yes, We choose Christian education because of excellent academics, faith-based community, and Christian practices and worldview. But
there is more.
We also choose Christian education because excellent academics, faith-based community, and Christian practices and worldview are ultimately modes of connection between us as human beings and between us and our God.
We can connect to our colleagues through working in this distinctive, unique field together. We can connect to our colleagues through prayer and shared experiences. We can connect to our colleagues through worshiping our great God together.
We can connect to our community through serving together. We can connect to our community through athletic events and concerts. We can connect to our community through being the hands and feet of Jesus in times of tragedy.
We can connect to students by helping them grow and develop as Christ followers and lifelong learners. We can connect to students by pushing them to pursue their passions as a part of the kingdom of God. And we can connect to students by walking alongside them as they learn how to do everything in word or deed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We want to leave you with a story of a student connection from a fifth grade Christian school teacher.
I was a young fifth grade teacher in a time before technology. I had a great class, but there was one boy who struggled with behavior. As a result, he ended up in the hall many, many, many times that year. He would wait out there until I came out and we would have a talk, one-on-one. He would acknowledge his behavior, be forgiven, and allowed to come back into the classroom and try again. At the end of the year, I told all of my students that if they would write to me, I would always write them back. There were no computers or email or cell phones, just good old-fashioned letters. We had a lesson at the end of the year on how to write a letter and how to address an envelope. School ended and summer began. At first, I received many letters from the boys and girls in my class, and as I promised, I responded to each of them with a return letter. As time passed, the number of letters began to dwindle, except from that one boy who had spent a good portion of the year in the hall. He kept on writing, so I wrote back. I was shocked. He was the last student that I thought would ever want to write. This boy did not enjoy school or enjoy writing, and yet the letters kept on coming. When school began in the fall, I thought for sure that would be the end of our letter writing campaign. But I was wrong. The letters kept on coming. They came all through his sixth grade year and into the summer. Sometimes there would be a long pause between the letters, but another one kept on arriving. So I kept replying. That young boy, who apparently I had unknowingly formed a connection with via all those talks in the hall, kept on writing until he went to high school. I'll never forget him. I praise God for blessing all those talks in the hall and the many letters written back and forth. I was blessed by his perseverance and his letters and his friendship. I'm thankful the Holy Spirit connected us.
Dwell in us, O precious Spirit, gracious Father, friend divine, for the kingdom work that calls us, O prepare this heart of mine.
God is at work in Christian education.